everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano. We're broadcasting from 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. With us today, Samantha Marcellus, the Regional Council Manager for Birth to Five Illinois. Samantha, welcome to Around Town.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, you're quite welcome. I don't think a lot of people know about Birth to Five. I think it's something that you want to get out there and tell people about. What exactly is Birth to Five Illinois?
Sure, yeah, Birth to Five is definitely newer here in our region and across the state. So we've been knowing for a while now that early childhood education and care programs and services are extremely important in the development of young children. And we also know that the current system in Illinois doesn't work for a lot of families. It just doesn't meet their needs. And so Birth to Five Illinois is Illinois' new regionally based but statewide infrastructure that's designed to help improve the early childhood care and education system to make it simpler, better, and fairer for families. Fairer meaning more equitable. For any family that has children from ages birth to five, and especially those families that experience different types of marginalization or barriers to accessing the system.
That's quite a lot for Birth to Five to be doing, and it's quite a task, I'm sure. How does Birth to Five Illinois plan to achieve the goals for early childhood education and care systems, Samantha?
Sure. So ensuring all children and families have access to the services they need will require a wide range of stakeholders to be involved, and that includes parents and families, school district officials, child care providers, early learning advocates, the county and municipal officials, members of the business community, and many, many more. So it's an all-hands-on-deck effort when you're trying to change the whole system. And so working together in every community in Illinois, but especially for us here in McHenry County, is what we're really focusing on, just to determine what our families need to thrive and what we need to do to create new and enhanced services in response to those families' needs.
So Birth to Five, I understand you're divided into different regions, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So Birth to Five has divided the state into 39 different regions. They're aligned with the regional offices of education. So as I mentioned, here in Region 44, we encompass McHenry County, just like the regional office number 44 does as well. And in each of the regions, including here in McHenry County, we have three staff, a regional council manager, which is myself, a family and community engagement specialist, which is Chris Cozy, and an administrative support, which is Carrie Ruddy for our county.
So let me ask you a question, Samantha. So like in your position, what are some of the functions, some of the duties that you perform?
Sure. So one of the biggest tasks that we had right up front was, you know, just getting the word out and doing some of that networking. And the goal for that networking was to stand up two different councils. So we have stood up an action council and a family council. Our action council has 10 different early childhood stakeholders from across McHenry County. And we have 7 different parents on our family council that are representing parents and caregivers in our region as well. And now that we have our council stood up, the big thing that we are focused on is called a regional scan, also known as a needs assessment. And we're really looking to see what are the gaps in the services that we have here in our county and what kinds of recommendations can we make locally and at the state level to inform future policy decisions and funding decisions as well. And so we're really in the middle of this regional scan at the moment, really collecting data, getting the opinions of families and other stakeholders in the community, and bringing all that information together about our region.
So when you're looking for this data, what are the types of things you're looking for, Samantha?
Sure. So we're looking at, where are early childhood education and care services located across the state? Are they located in all of our different communities? Do parents have access to them in the place where they live or where they work? We're looking at whether those services that are publicly funded are located in the places where folks who are needing that type of assistance are living. We're looking at transportation. We're looking at what we call the slot gap, which means basically the difference between how many spots are available in childcare versus how many children are looking for childcare, because we know in our county, in many places, there are long wait lists, especially for infants to get into childcare.
Can you explain to the folks out there who are listening in, when you say childcare, what does that entail?
Yeah, so we kind of differentiate. Child care can be, several different things. It could be in-home care, or we call them family care providers. These are folks that are providing, like a child care, watching children, providing that early education for them in the in-home setting. Then we also have child care centers that are providing, that day-long care, but also, those nurturing and different services in a center-based situation. And then outside of that, we have what we call, the whole entire early childhood education and care system. And that includes things like home visiting, the different types of therapies and early intervention that a child might need if they have developmental delays. We're also talking about preschools, special education in the school district for those kids that are 3 to 5. And so you're really looking at a wider lens when you talk about the whole system, but childcare specifically referring to that all-day care that folks may need.
That's a very large menu, and I'm sure a mom that's out there listening, or a dad that's wondering about how they would get a hold of you to ask the questions like, is this something that I need, or is this something that I can discuss with you, that I contact you by phone or by email, and how's that done?
Sure. So one of the best ways to kind of stay in the loop with what we are up to is with our Facebook group. And so if they go on Facebook and they search Birth to 5 Illinois Region 44, and then in parentheses it says McHenry County, so you're sure you're in the right place. If you join that Facebook group, we're doing updates regularly about services in our county, but also about what Birth to 5 is up to. And folks would have an opportunity to sign up to be involved in one of our focus groups or do a one-on-one interview with us if they want to share kind of their experiences with the system here in McHenry County.
Now, have you, Samantha, and also Christine, your other associate, have you found that many people are not familiar with Birth to 5?
Yeah, so Birth to 5, as I mentioned, it's the state's new statewide infrastructure. And so it's only really been in existence just over a year. I myself have been on board for about 8 months, and Chris joined just in the end of August. And so it's really been a building situation. We got our action council started, and we've started doing meetings with those stakeholders in September. And our family council, we just had our first meeting here in December. So it's really just getting the ball rolling. And as I mentioned, the first step that we're working on is this regional scan. So we don't want to make recommendations or start making changes until we're sure that we know what our county wants and what our county needs.
So you may not be able to answer this, but being so new like this, what prompted the development? Something had to occur to say we need something like this in McHenry County. Do you know what that might be?
Sure. So I think we're at maybe a moment in history where the focus has really shifted to early childhood at a federal and state level. Folks are really saying that, investment in early childhood has big impacts in communities and can help with outcomes, down the road as children grow. And so we've had a lot of conversations about kindergarten readiness and what that looks like. And, the governor came out and said that he was committed to making Illinois one of the best states in the nation to raise young children. And so that shifted a focus to saying, if we're gonna say that we're one of the best places, then let's really make the changes that are needed to make that happen. And that's how Birth to 5 was born.
And I noticed that you've got a dedicated members for Birth to 5 and the Action and Family Councils offering perspective. It's a small number of people, correct?
Correct. So we have 10 folks on our Action Council and 7 folks on our Family Council right now.
The council members, and they then outline the plans for the future for Birth to 5?
Right. So just as an example, on our Action Council, we have some different folks. We have Diana Hartman, who is the Regional Superintendent of Schools for McHenry County. We also have Kim Lambs, who's the director of our Child Care Resource and Referral Agency called 4C here in McHenry County. We have two different people from Options and Advocacy. One, Susan Beckman, who's focused on early intervention for those kids with delays that are from 0 to 3. And then also Elise, who is in charge of their HUG program, which is a home visiting program that kind of coaches parents on how to best support their children in development. Then we have two different child care center directors, Lori Lamphere, who is the director of the McHenry Montessori, and Jamie Potish, who is the director of Friendship House in Crystal Lake. And I'm probably forgetting some other folks, but we have some really great heavy hitters on that team that really know the ins and outs of the, you know, of the early childhood system. And so they're going to help us get really good insight into what families need and how we can, you know, go about moving forward and changing the system here in McHenry County.
When all these people came together, Samantha, did they see that there was a need or a void in that area? Is that why it was developed?
Yeah, so I think one of the things that was happening even prior to the pandemic, but what has really been highlighted over the last 2 years, is what they're calling like a workforce crisis in early childhood. So a lot of folks are not necessarily going into the early childhood field as a career, and also retention rates in the early childhood field have been, you know, really struggling as well. And so that's one of the issues that we are seeing. Another issue that we're seeing is just the affordability of the childcare system. And as I mentioned earlier, we're also seeing long wait lists for folks who are needing different types of services. And so having a child who's really in need of care or really in need of some type of therapy, being on a long wait list has impacts on their development.
Just to pause for a minute, folks, to let you know that we are 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station, and we're talking to Samantha Marcellus right now, who's the Regional Council Manager for Birth to Five Illinois. Samantha, the group that's put together, and you identified this void, is it something that people have been looking for and have found no place to go to address these issues?
I think that it's, you know, been a bit of a pattern in the state of Illinois that we have folks who are saying we need to fix the system, we need to fix the system, and there's an efforts that kind of come and go, but we've seen those really happening more on a local or centralized way. And this is the first time really that we're having this big statewide infrastructure, and we really have the ear of those, you know, politicians at the state level down in Springfield listening and saying, what do we need? What are we going to change? And so bringing the whole state together to make changes is unique in this moment. But I think that we know that the issues have been there, you know, for a longer period of time, but this is really our first, you know, whole scale effort to change what we already know, you know, is problematic. And I think the difference with Birth to Five Illinois is that Birth to Five Illinois also has that regional focus too. So as I mentioned, we have our three staff that are just here in McHenry County. We're going to be able to get the ear of those politicians that have influence here, but also at the state level, we have the opportunity to say, this is what McHenry County needs. We're not Cook County. We're not a rural southern county. We're a unique, you know, setup here in McHenry. And so what we need might look different than what other folks across the state are needing.
Well, we're very happy to be able to identify ourselves as the Huntley Community Radio, because we're talking about the community. And what you're talking about is McHenry County, which is the community.
Yes.
That's very important. This is quite a task. Getting it off the ground, how about funds? How are you working this for? You have to have some kind of funds coming in, or establish the three folks that are on board right now. How does that work?
Yeah, so Birth to Five Illinois was given a grant by the state of Illinois following a governor's commission that did basically a statewide there was a statewide task force that looked at what was needed in early childhood in order to make the changes they were talking about. And one of the recommendations that they made was that we needed the statewide infrastructure. And so that, you know, kind of led to Birth to Five Illinois. In terms of funding going forward, Birth to Five Illinois is distributing funds to existing local early childhood collaborations and also to folks that are trying to start local early childhood collaborations as well. And so that's one way that funding is going to be used. And then as a whole, you know, the state is beginning to look at the funding structure of early childhood. So knowing that there are many different funding sources funneled through many different state agencies before they really get down to, you know, the folks that are needing that funding. And so they're kind of looking at how do we restructure the system. And this Birth to Five Illinois statewide infrastructure is the first step in restructuring what early childhood is going to look like.
This is quite a challenge. I mean, you've got your work cut out for you, the three of you. It's a lot of work ahead of you, but it's certainly well worth it. Are you, with your word, are you getting out any kind of a survey or are you looking for input from folks out there to tell you what they're looking for or what they need?
Yes, absolutely. So as I mentioned, we really don't want to propose any changes or move forward with any changes unless we know what it is that families and caregivers of those children 0 to 5 want for McHenry County and what they're needing. And so we're really listening in a lot of different ways to the folks in our county and here in Huntley about what is needed locally. And that's what's going to be included in that regional scan that I mentioned. And so the way that we're collecting the voices of different folks is through a few different ways. So one of them is that we are scheduling interviews and focus groups for providers of early childhood services and also for parents and caregivers of young children.
Okay, so now when you do that, how did the folks get a hold of you to become a part of that focus group?
Sure, so they can go onto our website, birth2fiveil.com/consent, and they can fill out a consent form to be included in a focus group or an interview. And once they fill that out, we will pair them with other folks, maybe also from Huntley or other folks who maybe have children in the same age group or however that makes sense to create a focus group of folks with similar experiences, and then reach back out to them to schedule a date and time to meet with us. We're doing them both virtually and in person so people can decide what works best for their family. So again, if they just go on birth2fiveil.com/consent and fill out that consent for focus group or interview, that's a great way to get involved.
Now, if someone doesn't have an access to a computer, which could be the case, or their computer is broken or whatever, how do they then reach you?
So if they don't have access to a computer or they don't have access to, you know, a way to get onto that website, they can also call. My direct line at the office is 309-270-5607.
Well, let's give that one more time.
So yeah, sorry.
That's all right.
309-270-5607. And the other way that folks can be involved if they're not able to commit, you know, the length of time that 30 to 45 minutes that would be needed for a focus group, they would also be able to fill out a survey. And so we don't have our surveys released just yet, but we're going to be releasing a countywide survey that folks can fill out with different questions about their use of the early childhood care and education system. And the ways that they can receive that survey in order to fill it out are kind of diverse. So one of them would be that Facebook group that I mentioned, so Birth to Five Illinois Region 44 Facebook group, or they can go on our Region 44 website and sign up for our newsletter. So that website is birth2fiveil.com/region44. And if they sign up for the newsletter, we'll be sending out the survey to everybody who signed up for the newsletter. And then additionally, we have been working with several different libraries here in our county to have those survey available in the library with drop boxes. So if they go to And again, this survey is not out yet, so it'll be coming up probably like middle of February. But if they go to the library, they should have surveys available at that time that they can fill out a paper copy and put it in a Dropbox, and we'll come around and pick those up for folks that don't have access to like a computer or smartphone.
Now, the summary of those surveys that you put together, will it be information put out to the public, or is that kind of something that you keep internally when you kind of, you know, recapture all the information on those surveys? How will that work?
Yeah, so we're trying to be as transparent as possible. It's not a secret what we're doing or what we're finding. And so, you know, we won't be putting your name and your children's names in conjunction with the survey, but the general findings from the surveys and some different, you know, anonymous quotes from the surveys, we will be including in that regional scan, which will be publicly available, but also provided to our local, you know, policymakers and also to state policymakers. And we put notes from all of our different meetings and things on our website as well, so folks can see kind of what we're up to and what's coming. And in the end of March, beginning of April, we're going to be doing what we're calling like town hall or listening sessions. So our hopes is to bring those that information from the focus groups and surveys, compile it together, and then share it back out with the community in listening sessions so people can say, yes, I agree with the findings that you have. This makes sense for our community. This is what we want to ask legislatures for as kind of a last checkpoint before we turn in that regional scan as a recommendation to policymakers. So we want to make sure there's one more chance for the public to get their voice heard before we say this is what folks are asking for.
Now, how do you set up the town hall meetings, and how do people find out when they'll be held and where they will be held?
Sure. So again, we're working with our libraries across the county to set up different town hall listening sessions. Sometimes we're calling it like a data walk where people can come and see the different data and make different comments on what they see. That all of those dates are going to be posted on our Facebook group and on our webpage. So they can go to that Birth of Five Illinois Region 44 Facebook page, or they can go to birth2fiveillinois.com/region44 and sign up for that newsletter and keep an eye out on our webpage.
Do you anticipate the turnout to be significant based on what your survey you've done so far with the community as far as what you've seen and what the needs are for the community?
So I think that the other thing that is happening that folks may get involved in this way as well is that we are trying to partner with as many service providers as possible as well, so that, you know, let's say you have a child who, you know, we're here in Dickey Park. Let's say you have a child that goes to the preschool that's right here, you know, next to us. Hopefully that child care center is partnering with Birth to Five so that they're going to also be distributing surveys or setting up a focus group for, you know, the children that are the parents of the children that attend that center and many other centers across the region, so that we really are able to capture folks that are already using services, but then also cast that wider net to try to capture folks that maybe aren't yet enrolled in any services for their young children.
So in many ways, you'll be partnering with many other organizations out there, like the Child Advocacy Center, that type of thing, so they'll all be involved and have some participation. Is that correct?
Correct. So there's two different ways that different organizations are getting involved. They're either, you know, getting involved by directly participating in that action council, or by doing those focus groups for either their staff who work at that organization or for the parents who are utilizing their services.
Well, we want to thank Samantha Marcellus from the Regional Council for Birth to Five Illinois for joining us today. You've been listening to 101.5 FM WHRULP, your Huntley Community Radio Station. Thank you, Samantha.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. And one more thing, folks. We have a special program called Spotlight Someone Special. If you would like to have your voice recorded and wish a happy anniversary, a birthday, or grandparents wish the grandchildren a happy birthday on the radio, you can contact us at sales@huntleyradio.org or Kevin Fenner, 224-760-3993. That's to get your voice on the radio to wish a happy anniversary, a birthday, a wedding, whichever it may be, to get your voice live on the radio. And remember, because we are a community radio station, your donations are most important. They are tax deductible. We are a 501c3 Illinois nonprofit organization. What keeps us going are the donations and sponsorships of those in the area. Without that, we would not be here. We would not be your 24/7 radio station. So whatever you can do to help us out, to stay on the air, to keep going, we certainly would appreciate that. Once again, your donations are tax deductible. Make the checks out to Huntley Radio, Huntley Community Radio. And any questions you may have, just contact Kevin Fenner, 224-760-3993. And thank you for all your support, and thank you for listening to 101.5 FM. Have a good day, folks.